to the Midwest now, where historic flooding has come at the worst possible time for farmers, many of whom are dealing with severe crop damage and livestock losses. Joining us now is Bill Teal. He's the president of the Nebraska State Dairy Association. And Bill, how much pain are farmers and ranchers feeling across the state today?
This is pretty devastating. We've been dealing with the flood here for several days now. Everybody kind of knows about the water, but I think the personal stories and the losses, we're going to start to hear a lot more about that as the days unfold.
And what have you heard? Your members told you about how they're trying to protect their animals?
Well, we have. I've talked to mail callers, been in touch kind of with our State Department. For the most part, we've been successfully moving milk pretty well. It's more the infrastructure is pretty tough right now. I've heard from the mail callers saying the average they're now driving about an extra 150 miles just to pick up or drive milk to the plants one way.
Is that because the roads are out?
Yeah, we're not as seriously impacted here in Antelope County as a lot of the states, but even here we have just heard yesterday 65% of our roads have damages, but 56% out of the 93 counties are drastically affected.
Can you talk about the timing of this flood? I mean, it's calving season. This is a very important time.
That's absolutely true. It's calving season for all our ranchers out here in this country, and it's actually, you know, we're called the beef state, but they're dealing with a lot. They've dealt with the stress of low prices like all ag commodities the last couple years. Those that started calving a little bit earlier, they've been dealing with blizzards and snow and ice, and they're already looking pretty haggard from round-the-clock babysitting of those mama cows. Talked to a few people here just in the last couple days. A friend of mine, he calves about 1,500 cows, and, you know, everybody out here is pretty, tries to be pretty self-sufficient, and you don't hear a lot of complaining or bickering, but I know he told me personally he's already lost 40 calves in the last couple days, and it's not getting much easier.
Bill, if a rancher loses 40 calves, what does that mean for the operation?
Well, although that's way more than they would expect in that short a period of time, but it's huge. It's not like if a sun come out today and things are going to suddenly being better. I know another rancher that this is, I don't have firsthand knowledge of it, but they're contracted to rural water. And last couple of days, they've got about 5,000 head that they're trying to figure out how to get water to them, where it's, whether it's hauling them in or moving the cattle out. So it's real out here. It's the impact is going to be huge, and there's no doubt that there'll be a number of people that won't survive this in the state financially.
Well, by some estimates, the state's agriculture sector could face nearly $1 billion in losses from these floods. It also comes at a very, very difficult time for farmers who are dealing with trade tariffs, rising costs, bankruptcies. What are the long-term results of this disaster?
You know, a lot of people are going to have to make decisions, even if, you know, if the federal government will step in or some agency. Usually that means the best you can hope for is take out low-interest loans. But with the financial pressure that people have been in, I think a lot of people just decide they've had enough.
Give up.
They'll just give up. We've got farms totally wiped out, houses and all buildings and equipment that are gone. People that still can't get in or out of their places. We've got some small cities even that way as of today yet that, as far as I know, can't get in or out, no traffic. So agriculture is really the backbone of Nebraska. As agriculture goes, so goes the state. and it's pretty darn tough.
I can hear it in your voice, Bill. You sound tired.
Well, again, there's a heck of a lot of people that are a lot worse off than us.
Bill Teal, president of the Nebraska State Dairy Association, it's tough times there where you are. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.